Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Jesus' prayer to God the Father is recorded in the Gospel by Jesus' disciples, John, chapter 17, verse 26. Jesus said, "I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known." My friend, Jesus came to make God known to you and to me. Isn't that wonderful? So many people have the wrong idea about who God is and don't know God's will. When you examine Jesus' life and read Jesus' words recorded by his disciples in the gospel, you will know who God is and understand his will for your life. Isn't that amazing and wonderful and unique? You will know how to live your life, of course, in the most pleasing way to God, if you really want to please God. Let me give you an example from personal life. My wife was born and raised in a Muslim home in Egypt, Cairo. Her sister, Hana, fell in love with a Muslim man, and they were living a happy life with their children. One day, her sister's husband, Hisham, saw a beautiful Egyptian belly dancer and was so attracted to her. And he knew that the Quran gives him the right to marry four women at the same time. So he married the belly dancer and told his wife that his new wife will live with us. He thought he was doing the right thing. My wife's sister, Hana, the mother of his children and first love, got so angry and told him, "No, I will not accept your marriage to this belly dancer." Hisham told her, "You are a rebellious woman. You are rebelling, and you are not a good submissive wife. My Islamic religion and the Quran gave me the right to marry another woman. Who are you to stop me from enjoying a pleasure God wants me to have? You are a rebellious wife." Hana left the house. If you ask me, Sammy, did the Quran really give the Muslim man the right to marry four women at the same time? My answer is yes, absolutely. I studied Islamic law in depth in Law University in Cairo, Egypt. I was born and raised in Egypt, and I practiced many cases as a defense lawyer that involves family disputes and family law. Applying Islamic law, yes, that is what the Quran teaches. Hisham divorced his wife and taught his children that your mother is rebellious. Hisham thought he is obeying God when he married the belly dancer. Tragedy. After a few months, the belly dancer divorced him after taking lots of his money. Hisham married another rich woman that told Hisham's children, "I will help you financially if you ended your relationship with your mother." Many problems and pain, suffering happened and is still happening in my wife's sister's family because Hisham thought God is blessing his new marriage from the belly dancer. He was deceived by wrong teaching about God. Hisham believed from all his heart that God gave him the right to marry four women, and he was doing God's will according to the Quran and according to his Islamic religion. We as Christ followers know that Jesus and God's word in the Bible teaches that marriage uniquely brings together a man and a woman so the two may become one. God established marriage to be a lifelong faithful relationship between a husband and a wife. Marriage is a relationship where two people join to each other and to God. Tell your Muslim friend, we believe in Jesus and follow his teaching because he came to reveal God's will to us. He manifested God's character to us. In the Gospel, John 17, Jesus prayed, Father, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Hallelujah. And in the Gospel, John 16, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. When you ask me why you Christians believe in Jesus, follow his teaching, serve him and worship him, because Jesus is not a mere man or just a prophet. Jesus is the divine, uncreated word of God. He is united to God in one spirit from all eternity. He took an additional nature, a human nature, and came to earth as God's ambassador. He had two natures, one divine and one human, united in one man. He came to glorify God. He is God manifest in the flesh. My friend, I hope and pray God will help you to understand that when Jesus is glorified, God is glorified. Because when you know who Jesus really is and obey him as you are obeying God, you actually will be obeying God, not just a prophet. As a result, you will be glorifying God. When you follow Jesus, you will be following God. Jesus himself said, I am not seeking glory for myself. God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge. You read that in John 8, verse 50. My friend, I invite you right now to put your faith in Jesus, the real Jesus, and to believe in who Jesus is, and to put your faith in him that he died to pay the penalty for your sins. You can repeat these words after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he came to help me understand you, to help me understand your nature, to help me understand your word and your will. God, today, right now, I put my faith in Jesus, that he is my savior from paying the penalty for my sins, because he paid this penalty. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. Help me to understand God's will. Help me to walk with God every day so I can please God through my life. Thank you, God, for loving me and sacrificing for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you some free materials. Hallelujah, you made the best decision you can ever make in your life. Rest of my audience, please pray with me that God will fill us with his Spirit and help us to walk more closely to him, to be more in harmony with his will. And he will use us to manifest his love and communicate Jesus in the most effective way to multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, let me know. I want to congratulate you, send you some free materials. I want to rejoice with you. Hallelujah, you became a child of God. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with his Spirit and use our lives to manifest his love and help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy his love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.